You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Carlos Ferrando is the founder and CEO of Closca, a brand based in Valencia, Spain, which creates products designed to inspire change in the way we live and see the world. The company is behind an award-winning collapsible bike helmet that found its way into the permanent collection of the Barcelona Design Museum and is sold in the shop of the Museum of Modern Art. More recently, the company turned its attention to showing how good design could be part of the solution in tackling the global pandemic. As the situation worsened in Spain in early March, Ferrando says his team began work on adapting their Closca mask design, which was initially conceived as an anti-pollution mask for cyclists. They thought it would be good to make a sanitary mask, and with a shortage of protective equipment among healthcare workers, decided that for every mask purchased, 5 surgical masks would be donated to hospitals and citizens most at risk. The masks started shipping last week. Here's Carlos now with the story of Closca.
Yes, the origins of the company, it's about a brand experiment. I didn't want to create a company that just create products or services. No. I'm this kind of person who really have a big pain about how the behavior of the humanity is affecting the planet. No, so I thought that the great opportunity is to create a brand that can inspire consciousness on the people. You know, the climate change, the pollution we are doing, for example, with plastic, it's something that it will really change once the humanity can change the behavior, no? And start to realize how our attitudes affect to the other, no? So this is exactly the origin of the company. We wanted to create a brand that can change the behavior of the people. When we start to develop a project, we don't think in product or service. We think in what is happening in the world and how design, how technology could affect. So we start with a project that is called Cities with Soul. No, we really believe that the cities of the future will be more people-friendly cities. This is a must. So one of the things that could change the cities is to change our way to move around the city. No. So we didn't want to create a helmet. We wanted to create an icon for the people who can move on the cities without smoke and without noise. So that's all. No, we thought that they create a beautiful and sleek bike helmet could be a way to share that you don't need to send smoke to the environment to move around the city. The first week in March, once we start to see the big drama that we are now living, we thought that the mask will be like a new fashion accessory. But a brand like Closca should inform or should share with our customers, our community, that a mask on the face is not a fashion statement. It's a drama. If we need to wear a mask on the street, it's because we are living in a city with high levels of pollution. Just remember that almost 7 million of people die every year because of the pollution problems. And now because this virus, no? So we wanted to be super fast to share that a face mask shouldn't be a fashion statement. And then we use a very, let's say, sophisticated and simple design with a beautiful mask that want to be also a symbol for these people who really believe, like Closca and our team and our community, that this is happening because we need to reconnect humanity with the planet. And we thought that a sleek face mask could be this symbol. So we start to work. Honestly, in 19th of March, we start to develop this product. I was the only one on the team who has this product on mine, not even on a paper. And 9th of April, just 2 weeks, we start with our pre-sales program on where not only the mask could be a symbol of change, but also a way to make donations. So we asked to our community if they really want to be part of the solution. No? So every mask we sold, we were able to donate 5 surgical masks for hospitals or for elderly people. mean, we are a super honest brand and honest team. So not only for the design, but also for the technical issues that we found. No? So the mask is coming. It's coming in a beautiful handy pouch, because we also understood that many millions of people will be the first time who has to wear a mask. No, so you will wear, for example, in the underground or in the bus. But once you are alone, you don't need to wear the mask. No, if you respect the distance and the hygienic. So we developed the mask with a handy pouch. The mask, it's sleek. We created all the masks with micro-perforate fabric. Why? Because we thought that the summer is coming and mask is not a fashion accessory. It should be something that you can wear. So we try to develop like your second skin on the face, no? With a very breathability, not only on the filter, but also on the mask. So in the box, we also include 6 filters. Okay, once we start to create this project, we ask and we in fact we book thousands of filters with a classification that for the filtering system that is called FFP2 or N95, no, in North America. So we start with this filter and with this classification, but let's say after 3 weeks. We start to see how many governments start to import masks without the right certifications. The product is good, but the certification is not valid for Europe or for North America. So we realized that probably our filters had that problem. So we thought that it was a great opportunity to start also manufacturing the product in Valencia, in our local, no, in Spain. So we found some suppliers that were offering filters with other classification for the health system here in Spain. No, these filters are not FFP2, are surgical, but they are recommended by the government, and also they have a great opportunity to make them washable. Our filters today are washable up to 5 times. So it means that with 6 filters, it's like you are buying 30 surgical masks. So it's also super important, no? Because we will see, sadly, that millions of disposable masks will reach overseas and over oceans in the coming weeks. So it's also a good challenge and a good opportunity to develop a mask or filtering system that you can use as many times as possible. Before we start with the Closca mask, we were about to change how people find water on the streets. Now, this is our project for 2020. It's called My Last Plastic Bottle. To bottle design an app with the one you can find free water all over the world, and we were starting to work in the design of a beautiful and connected water fountain. This is our project for 2020. Once we start with the Closca mask, we had problems, of course, like many startups, with the cash flow. We were about to close a round. Part of the investors told us that they prefer to wait and don't invest the money during the pandemic. We start to ask money for the banks. Many banks prefer to invest, for example, in other markets, less innovative or less risky. And my concern is that we were able to keep the great team that we have today for maximum of 4 months, which is not enough. So this was the situation. We decide to, let's say, do not follow our fears and follow our ambition, no? And our desire. So that's why we prefer to create a project, a new project, a no lucrative project in the pandemic with the Closca mask, instead of stop or freeze our team. We didn't want to be opportunistic, no? We want to be part of the solution. We in fact, this project, this brand, is not looking to gain a lot of profit, no? We want to use money as a way to change our future, and the future for everyone. So how, in a dramatic situation, in a health crisis, in economic crisis, we are going to create a, let's say, 100 pounds mask, no? This is not the needs of the society. The needs of the society were create a symbol and a request for our community to be part of the solution with the donations. So what we did is to calculate the profit for the project, and we decided to put all our profit in donations, and the calculations were 5 normal masks for each Kloska mask. Yeah, we will be minimum 1 week late from our desire and our commitment with the customer, and this is due to the logistic international problem. No, as I told you before, today it takes 2 weeks, what before it was 3-4 days, with international logistics, because all the planes are full of health products for the governments. We start yesterday to deliver the first products. We create a setup. We set up a manufacturing system here in Valencia in order to be faster. And every day we are getting better and better to deliver more units. And the behavior of the customers, I will say that most of them are part of this community that we really believe that together we can change the future. No, so. Once they are empathic with the situation, there's no problem, no? The problem it comes with the people who just bought a product, not a project. Because they want a mask with a better price, with a better everything in the minimum time, and they are not aware about the donations, they are not aware about the rest of the project, no? So, honestly, maybe they are not the part of the society that we need to inspire the others. We are looking for these people, the creative class, who can wear and use our product and inspire the rest of the society. This is the main goal of this brand and of this project. Find the people who really want to change the world and offer products and services to make this change easier.
Carlos Ferrando, the founder and CEO of Kloska in Valencia. My thanks to Carlos for his time, and to Julia Webster Ayuso for conducting the interview. The show was mixed and edited by Christy Evans. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.